Here at the Farm Bureau Convention, I am visiting with Bob Hazelwood. And Bob, I understand you're the new vice chairman for the United Soybean Board. Tell us what kind of message you've got for these Farm Bureau members here that might be coming by your booth.
Today we are trying to talk with farmers about weed resistance. United Soybean Board helped fund a joint project to working with 16 state universities, and we're trying to talk about a way to communicate to the farmer about weed resistance, what they can do about it. I mean, we're trying to convince them or try to tell them that, you know, try to switch up their modes of actions and their chemicals, you know, use the right rate at the right time, you know, different ways to do it. And then, you know, some people have talked to us and said, we don't have a weed resistance problem, you know. Well, you might not have it now, but we want to work with the farmers so that they can prevent weed resistance.
So you're kind of calling it weed out resistance, right?
Weed resistance to chemical. The weeds are resistant, develop resistance to the chemicals that we have right now. And you know, when I say use different modes of actions, you know, some people have used the same chemicals for years, and that's the weed. When you do that, they are more likely to develop resistance to that chemical. So you know, sometimes in some situations, the farmer could just rotate the chemistry he's using. You know, he can. He'll pick up something that weed that in his field might not be resistant to a different chemistry. So
what ways are you trying to do this sort of education with these soybean growers to help it really make a difference?
Of course, right today we've got charts on you know, the chemistries of different chemicals and how they relate to one another. How you think you might be using one chemical and go to another chemical and or chemistry, and then you find out you're still using the same chemistry, even though it's a different brand on that herbicide. We also want to talk to them, like I said earlier, the rate at the right time, because sometimes, you know, a weed might show a resistance to a certain chemical, but if you happen to catch him when it's at a younger stage in of the plant's life, you know, the chemical still might work. So, you know, there's different apps in that. And so we just trying to take a proactive stance to the chemical weed resistance.
I believe part of that, you've got a place where growers, I guess, can get some good information on this at takeactiononweeds.com, I believe.
Yes, that's a website we've developed to help farmers to get access. And, you know, of course, as the farmer's more mobile and got the mobile devices, you know, he can look it right up on his iPad or his iPhone and find it. So,
well, and I think someday they might have a device they can wear on their face. That could be.
And that'd be kind of neat, though. You could just go through the field and photograph the weed and send it off to somebody else and say, what is this? You know. So.
Well, exactly. And I think that maybe some of that's already been tried. I'm just guessing. But as we look forward here in 2014, what's your outlook for the soybean industry this year?
I think we've got another good year. I mean, I'm not saying that, but, you know, we've had several good years in a row. I mean, prices have been good, and yields as a whole have been up. I know some people have had some areas that yields have been down, but yields have been up. Collections for the United Soybean Board have been, you know, higher levels, and I think we've got another year, because it's kind of hard to, you know, so many factors considering when you're predicting down the road, you know, 5-6 years. But I think that as a soybean farmer, I still feel confident in the next couple of years. So,
well, I know we can't really talk about some of that legislative stuff, but certainly that's all got an impact too. But, you know, looking at what the United Soybean Board's doing, obviously we talked about the idea of trying to help with this weed resistance problem, but what are some of the other things that maybe you feel pretty proud of that the organization is doing right now?
Well, you know, we always kind of, it's things that we've done and supported in the past, you know, and that's been the biodiesel industry. I think that's helped to you know, create demand for the soybean oil, which is also, you know, when we create demand for the oil, we help the processor. If he's got a place to sell his oil, he's also going to hopefully help his margins. So, you know, if his margins are good, then, you know, when he has to sell a soybean, if he's not relying just on the soybean meal for his profit margin, if he can make more money on his margin on the crushing, that maybe the soybean meal price will stay more competitive. So our livestock producer can have a little help his margins out. And, you know, we try to promote help promote livestock industry in the United States. And by doing that, if we can get help our livestock industry here, we will also sell more soybeans to them. So,
well, I'll tell you what, it's the outlook I hear here from a lot of farmers I've already talked to seems very positive, upbeat, and you know, it's been some pretty good times lately. We'll hope they continue.
Well, especially it's been good for the grain farmer, especially the soybean and corn producers the whole last few years. Looks like the might be a little tighter. Some of the corn farmers might need a little tighter, sharper pencil this year. And we might see a few shifts in acres from corn into soybeans. It's always encouraging that now that the livestock industry looks like it's going to have a few more profitable years, and hopefully when they get a little more profitable, they might be trying to expand, and that'll help soybeans out. So,
well, that's always good news for the soybean industry, since they are, I guess, the largest end user, if you will, in terms of soybeans.
The livestock industry is the largest end user here domestically, and even in the our other foreign countries. I mean, we sell a lot of soybeans to China. We know China's our number one export customer, but well, that is still used in the livestock industry. And one thing that's interesting is the fact that China is still buying more soybeans, and they've got a big demand for high-quality meat protein in their country. And if you're going to have meat to sell to your population, you're going to have to raise meat. So,
all right. Well, thank you very much, Bob Hazelwood. He is vice chairman for the United Soybean Board. We've been visiting here at the American Farm Bureau Federation trade show. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.